Lord, in your mercy. And as the Blessed Virgin Mary stood by the cross and watched her son die, we pray for the dead and dying. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, who wishes to gather your people as a mother hen gathers today her brood, we offer to you our prayers. Accept our gratitude and help all of us, brothers and sisters, to be your family on earth, as we shall be in heaven. Amen.
Daddy and Mommy, I love you for all that you do. I'll kiss you and hug you because you love me too. You feed me and need me to teach you to play. So smile because I love you on this family day. A parent's gift of kisses, a parent's gift of hugs, a parent's gift of laughter, a parent's gift of love, a parent's gift of hope, a parent's gift of play, are blessings from above. They're cheerful smiles that dry a tear. They're kindly words that soothe the fear. Are why I'm thankful when I say, God bless you parents on your day.
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of
monsters lurked beneath my bed, and scary dreams ran through my head, and thunder growls, those sounds I dread, there you were, my father.
When scuffed-up knees made me cry, some Yankees wiped my sad eyes dry, coaxing me each time I tried, there you always were, my mother.
Who held my hand when I was scared, the candy that they should have shared, the things I did because you dared, my sibling.
In times of trouble, times of need, I feel such strength surrounding me. Without whose love I can't succeed, I love you all, my family.
Join us in singing Circle of God's People. Now go down and give yourself some room on the carpet, please. So this is Gloria Hallelujah Jubilee. Oh, that's why. So you need some space. Christian's going to go in the hallway because he's embarrassed. Just a little bit. All right. Just try not to hit each other. Well, he... turn me round, set my feet on high ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. He gives me peace, gives me joy. This old world cannot destroy. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. All my life was filled with sorrow. There was not a bright tomorrow. Darkest night, the light I could not see. Things that came harshly, I see such a melody. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Well, he picked me up, turned me round, set my feet on high ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. He gives me peace, gives me joy. So world cannot. night I could not sing. Sings a hymn for me and sings such a melody is ringing. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Pick me up, turn me round, set my feet on high ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. It gives me peace, gives me joy. This song cannot destroy. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. All my life is filled with sorrow. There is not a bright tomorrow. Days are hard, if I can let it. Since he came for me, I'm singing. Such a melody is ringing. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. One more time? No, or faster? You don't want to go faster? Okay. One, two, three. Pick me up, turn me around, set my feet on high ground. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Give me peace, give me joy. This soul will cannot destroy. Glory, hallelujah, jubilee. Here we go. All my life is filled with sorrow. There's not a bright tomorrow. Day the darkest night, the light of good time. See, sing, 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 glory, hallelujah, jubilee.
To all the dads who are policemen.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are financial advisors.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are graphic designers.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are book editors.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are painters.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are journalists.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are teachers.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are farmers.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are businessmen.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are janitors.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are carpenters.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are scientists.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are doctors.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are musicians.
Thank you.
To all the dads who are truckers.
Thank you.
To all the dads who play sports.
Thank you.
To all the dads who cook for us.
Thank you.
To all the dads who tell jokes.
Thank you.
To all the dads who drive us.
Thank you.
To all the dads who give us.
Thank you.
To all the dads who encourage.
Thank you.
To all the dads who listen.
Thank you.
To all the dads who smile.
Thank you.
To all the dads who really love us.
Thank you. And to every dad who works hard and cares about his family. Thank you.
Mother's Day is an interesting holiday to talk about in church. It's not actually part of our liturgical calendar. In England, Mother's Day is different than ours. For them, the fourth Sunday in Lent is called Mothering Sunday. Centuries ago, during most of the year, people would attend the local parish, but then, once a year, everyone would go to the area's cathedral, or Mother Church, for a joint worship service. Since some of these parishes were quite far away, this day became an occasion for family reunions, especially since children as young as 10 had to leave home to work. And for some, this was the one time a year they got to return home. Alternately, in the United States, Mother's Day came about in 1908 as Anna Jarvis mourned the loss of her mother a few years previously. Anna's mom, Anne, had brought together mothers in the 1850s for work days, where they would work to reduce infant mortality rates by fighting disease and encouraging safer milk production practices. She also organized mothers to care for wounded soldiers on both sides of the United States Civil War. After the war, Anne organized Mother's Friendship Day as a pacifist attempt to unite former enemies. Anna, missing her mother, held Mother's Day events in Grafton, West Virginia, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as a day where children would go home to their mother and thank them for everything that the mothers had done for them. 7 years later, President Woodrow Wilson officially set the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Of course, when Hallmark and other companies took hold of the holiday and started making cards and chocolate and flowers and generally made it super commercialized, Anna Jarvis became upset and tried to stop them. Today we know that she failed. Mother's Day is still super commercialized. But the coup is still there. We have a day set aside to recognize our mothers. And for many of us, this is great. We have a fun day with brunch and flowers and time with family. I'm probably going to go home and Skype with my mom and tell her thank you for putting up with me all these years. But for others, Mother's Day is a little messier. Whether it's a broken relationship between us and our mothers, or us and our children, or maybe our family doesn't fit the traditional nuclear family. The two mothers in the Bible that we know the most about are Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Sarah, the mother of Isaac. Neither of which are traditional mothers, and yet they both teach us important lessons about mothering. Sarah was 90 years old and had no children. She had long past menopause and knew that she would never have kids. This was a great source of shame for herself and her husband. They were quite wealthy, and with lots of sheep and camels and workers and goats and gold, and they had spent their lives building a legacy, but they had no one to share that legacy with. When they died, everything was going to end up going to Abraham's servant. In a world where family was everything, being rich without having a child to share it with meant that they were nothing. Abraham, of course, claimed that he had received a promise from God, that he would be the father of nations. Abraham said that God promised Sarah would have a child, and this was ridiculous to Sarah. Sarah tried to take matters into her own hands. She figured that her servant Hagar was young and could bear children. If she slept with Abraham, then Abraham could have the child he longed for. So Abraham slept with Hagar and had a son, Ishmael. But God doesn't make half promises. God promised Abraham that Sarah would bear a son named Isaac. One day, Abraham had some guests over. As they were hanging out and eating, they said that Sarah would have a child. Sarah was outside the tent and heard them say this, and she laughed at how ridiculous this was. They asked her, "Why are you laughing? By the time we visit you again next year, this will happen. And what do you know? She has a son. She names him Isaac, which is Hebrew for laughter." Abraham and Sarah's family eventually becomes the people of Israel, fulfilling God's promises. Sarah teaches us about trusting God's promises and finding joy in unconventional families. The other mother we hear about the most in the Bible is Mary. Mary is a young girl who is betrothed to Joseph the builder. According to ancient Jewish custom, Kiddushin occurred at age 12. Well, we often refer to this as being betrothed. According to Jewish law, they are legally married. It's more like a trial period to see if things would work out between them. But while Mary was betrothed to Joseph, she too receives a visitor. The angel Gabriel appears to her and tells her that God has found favor in her, and she has been chosen to bear the Messiah. Mary doesn't fight it. She only asks the logistical question. How is this going to happen since I'm still a virgin? And Gabriel tells her that the Spirit of God will come on her, and the power of the Most High will cover her, and the child she has will be called the Son of God. And it happens, and when she becomes pregnant, her husband Joseph tries to divorce her, but an angel convinces him not to. But that doesn't stop people from talking about her. 30-some-odd years later, Jesus has begun his ministry and goes town to town preaching that the kingdom of heaven is near. When Jesus returns to his hometown and speaks in their synagogue, they are shocked. They say, "Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brothers of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us as well?" And they took offense at him. Nobody at this time was identified by their mother's name. Nobody would have been called Jesus ben Miriam. To call him ben Miriam, or Mary's son, implies that he doesn't have a father. But the joke's on them. Jesus has two fathers, Joseph the builder who raised him, and God the Father. Mary is there on the day her son is crucified. As he hangs on the cross, he looks at her and John and tells her that John is her son now, and tells John to treat her like his mother. Mary then experiences something that no mother should have to, the death of her child. On the third day, Mary is one of the women that goes to the tomb to anoint Jesus. One last act of love from a mother to a child. Well, there she is shocked to discover an empty tomb. Jesus is alive. Well, in the first century, being identified by your mother was a source of shame. We realize today just how blessed Mary was. She is arguably the most well-known mother on this planet. Mary experienced the full gambit of motherhood, the joy of seeing her child succeed, and the pain of seeing her child hurt. Sarah and Mary both represent two very different experiences of motherhood. One, we would say, is too young to be a mother, the other too old. One who felt shame for not being able to be a mother, the other accepted the situation, even though it was social suicide. I would like to read a prayer from Amy Young. It's called The Whole Spectrum of Mothering. To those who gave birth this year to their first child, we celebrate with you. To those who lost a child this year, we mourn with you. To those who are in the trenches with little ones every day and wear the badge of food stains, we appreciate you. To those who experienced loss through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or running away, we mourn with you. To those who walk the hard path of infertility, fraught with pokes, prods, tears, and disappointment, we walk with you. Forgive us when we say foolish things. We don't mean to make this harder than it is. To those who are foster moms, mentor moms, and spiritual moms, we need you. To those who have warm and close relationships with your children, we celebrate with you. To those who have disappointment, heartache, and distance with your children, we sit with you. To those who lost their mothers this year, we grieve with you. To those who experienced abuse at the hands of your own mother, we acknowledge your experience. To those who lived through driving tests, medical tests, and overall testing of motherhood, we are better for having you in our midst. To those who are single and long to be married and mothering your own children, we mourn that life has not turned out the way you longed for it to be. To those who step parent, we walk with you on these complex paths. To those who envision lavishing love on grandchildren, yet that dream is not to be, we grieve with you. To those who have emptied your nests in the coming year, we grieve and rejoice with you. To those who placed children up for adoption, we commend you for your selflessness and recommend how you hold that child in your heart. And to those who are pregnant with new life, both expected and surprising, we anticipate with you. This Mother's Day, we walk with you. Mothering is not for the faint of heart, and we have real warriors in our midst. We remember you. As a community, we sit here today with people who fit many of these descriptions, and there are other relationships we have with the concept of motherhood, which haven't been named yet. We are here for you too. Happy Mother's Day.
It's Family Day.
Why do we have that anyway? Listen up. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says, "Honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you."
So, if we want to live long, we have to honor our parents, right?
What does that mean, anyway?
Honor. Showing recognition.
I recognize my parents.
I think it might be more than that.
It's regarding and showing great respect.
I respect my mom and dad.
I think it might be more than that.
Well, what is it then? I need some examples.
Obey your parents when they ask you to do something.
And have a good attitude when you do it.
You can even help before being asked.
Keep you in clean.
Do you show love to your parents?
Help keep the house and yard clean.
Give them hugs.
Speak to them with love and kindness.
And do not be sassy to them.
Be thankful for what you have.
Say please and thank you.
Get along with the rest of the family.
And do not start fights or arguments.
Do not fight or argue.
Keep the house peaceful so Family Day can be clean and peaceful.
I think it might be more than that.
We should do this all year and every day.
One of the traditions that we have at North Kedona Mennonite Church is the presentation of Bibles to children going into grades 2 and 7 and the mugs to students who have completed grade 12. As I read your names, could you please come up? Going into grade 2 are Mia Colosimo and Jeremy Sawatsky. Going into grade 6 are They're going into grade 7 are Claire Gristis, Rhea Peters, and Keely Zacharias. And completing grade 12 are Leon Gunther, Matt Lage, Megan Reimer, and Amanda Vincent. So for you, there's a passage in Deuteronomy 6. It's called the Shema, and it's the most important passage to the people of Israel. And it's about the word of God. It reads, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk with them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates." Students, may these Bibles teach you how to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. May they guide you throughout your whole life. Graduates, today are your receiving mugs. Do not underestimate the importance of a warm drink, whether it is a cup of coffee to keep you awake all night as you study, a cup of cocoa as you build a relationship, or a cup of tea as you comfort a friend. May this cup keep you warm throughout all of life's experiences. Finally, I'd like to invite our guests from Africa, Nestori and Boli, to please come to the front. Nestori arrived here on Thursday, and since Thursday he has repeatedly asked for a Bible, so I'm proud to be able to give him one. Welcome to both of you. We'd like to give you these Bibles. May they be a light onto your feet and a guide onto your path. This is for you. This is for you.
Yeah, so Boli has been here now since February 20th, right? I think you came February 20th. So he's an old hand at being Canadian. So when Nestori came on Thursday, we took him to our house, and Bol knew exactly what to do. And one of the main things that he taught him was when you have a shower, you make sure that the curtain stays inside the bathtub and not outside. So that was a very important lesson. So anyway, Thursday he came, Nestori stayed at our house for night, and then the next day Glenn took him. Boli had to go to school, and Glenn took him, and they got a health card, they got a bank card, what else did you do, Glenn? They went and registered Nestori for school and the library card. So my goodness, Glenn, you managed everything in such short order. So Nestori will be starting school, the orientation process, on May the 24th in the afternoon, and then we'll see how he goes from there. Now, when Boli came, this was the first time that he'd ever been able to go to school, so, you know, that's just so major, and he's doing so well. But Nestori comes to us speaking both French and English and reading and writing in both French and English, so it will be a totally different path for him. But because they live in the same place, I think it will work out very well. Boli can show him some things that he's already experienced, but then when we give a recipe to them as to how to make something, guess what? Now he can write it down and you have no excuse as to how to cook it. So there are many things. So yes, and then yesterday we went shopping. And I'm a good one for that because I'm pretty good at that. So we went and we found a whole bunch of things for Nestori to wear. And guess what? Aeropostale is going out of business and a clearance sale. So we hit the bonanza there. So that was very good. So yes, so today we're going to have a little potluck amongst us as our community, as our group. And we will go on from there. So welcome. Both of you.
Okay, I want to say thank you. Okay, I want to say thank you for everybody for giving us Bible. Also today, my English is okay, but today is Mother Day. Whatever we don't have mother, everybody in the church is our mother. whatever I give, for example, Liana, if I come, if somebody asking me, where's your mother office? I say, my mother office is there. Where's your mother name, Liana? I can say like that. Sometimes in school, they're asking me, oh, Bolly, are you come with your family? I say, no. Where your family? I tell them, okay, this question for me is very difficult, but I can explain. My family, I lost already my family. But here in Canada, I have another family. We stay with you. Are you staying with some Africa or alone? I say, no. Somebody brought here, me here, is my family. So I stay with stepmother, but it's Canadian. So I used to tell them like that. So, yeah, I'm very happy. This very lady here is my mom. But from Betty, all fully are sitting here, I used to tell them I have stepmother here. Yeah. I have some brother here, sister. So, me, I'm very happy today to get this one. Also, I thank church for supporting us in birthing. So, thank you a lot.
Bonjour. Oui, je peux m'exprimer un peu en français parce que l'anglais est difficile pour moi. Comme on a déjà annoncé, je m'appelle Nyonko Nestor. Je suis burundais, mais je viens en Tanzanie dans le cas des réfugiés de 1993 jusqu'à maintenant. Je suis ici, mais je sais merci à toute l'église qui me donne la Bible. Je vais me lire moi-même. Et autre chose, je peux me dire Dieu, que Dieu vous bénisse seulement. Merci beaucoup.
Because these, most of us here, we do not speak French. So maybe some understood you, but maybe just say a few words in English if you can.
Okay. I say that my name is Nestor Nyankulu. I'm Burundian. I came from Tanzania, refugees camp, since 1993 up to now. And I thank all the church who support me and all of her give me this Bible. I want to read myself because I miss the Bible. So, God bless you.
Could you just turn that off, please? It's the wrong song. You all know the words to this. It's just the Lord's Prayer. At the end of each of our singing sections of at Sunday school, before they go to class, we always sing the Lord's Prayer.
Benediction. As you enter a new week, may you experience God's presence. May you feel God pouring out the Holy Spirit over your heads and your thoughts and the words of your lips, over your hearts and your feelings and emotions, and your compassion for all others, and over your hands and your feet as you put into action all that God commands you. During this week, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you. Amen. Go in peace.